Yo, what up? And welcome to another episode of Straight From The Stands, an unapologetic, unofficial LA Galaxy podcast hosted by 4,000 of my supporters who bring you their thoughts and views on everything related to LA Galaxy straight from the stands. I am your co-host, Smarts, alongside the always angry Angel, his counterpart, level-headed George, and the man with the facts, Massa. This is Straight From The Stands. Good evening.
What up, y'all?
What's up, man?
What up?
What up, man? How you guys doing?
Feel great.
Pretty good. Yeah, it's actually pretty good. Nice long weekend.
Everybody had the off today?
Yeah.
Same. Well, I mean, I drove like 8 hours. So
no, you put in a shift. Fuck that.
You went to Arizona, huh?
Yeah.
I did absolutely nothing today. Like, I was trading some players in FIFA. I was watching.
How was your weekend, Lee?
Fuck
Let's
you.
Talk about that.
Let's not even talk about that. Fuck you. All right.
This is a Galaxy podcast?
Yeah. No. This is a Galaxy podcast. Not the FIFA podcast. This is a Galaxy podcast. I didn't do shit, though. I was watching fucking Deadliest Catch, the new season, all day long. I just tight. I fucks with that a lot.
Is that like a...
You never seen it?
Fish? No.
Is the show where they catch crabs. Yeah, like actual crabs, like, you know, like seafood crabs, not
you know what I mean? HBO after catch hours? Fuck for sure.
Oh, shit.
Hours, huh?
Nah, man, like fishing in Alaska. Man, y'all bugging, I swear to God.
I'm familiar with the show because South Park made an episode about that, and that shit was hilarious.
Right.
Yeah, it was a reference to poker face episode. It was, poker face, yeah. And it's, I know it's not that specific, because that one was about catching whales, I think it was. It's the episode where Stan was, like, you know, all about the whales, and, yeah, it's, I refer to it as the Lady Gaga episode, because there's a scene in there where Cartman and Kenny are playing, I think, Guitar Hero, I think it is, but it's the one where, like, the one where you can also sing. And he was singing Lady Gaga, so I never forget. Yeah, there you go. That's the one. Yeah. And it's funny because, you know, Cartman is ma. Yeah, it's just funny.
Oh my God, dog. Hold on. I usually don't put comments up on when we start the stream, but this one wins right here. They filmed the season at Coachella. For the crabs. All right, y'all wilding, man. That's not what I meant, yo.
You know what? I want to, before we dive deep into this, I do want to make a quick shout out here, since, you know, he decided to comment about Coachella and decided to jump into our shit right away. Romaldinho, if you guys recall the last few episodes, he's been talking all his bad shit, you know, about how he's going to whoop my ass in FIFA, that the first game was a fluke, or he was getting accustomed to his team. You know, it was a bunch of bullshit, right? I don't know if you guys recall. In the Riot Squad in the FIFA Riot Squad cast thing that we all participate in, I played him. I think it was week 1 or week 2, but pointing he was the very first person I played. I don't know if you guys recall. I was beating him for like 85 minutes of the game, and then he scored, you know, towards the end of the game, and he celebrated like he won the World Cup. Like, all right, cool, you know, I get it. You know, when you're trash team, you know, I get it. Boom. Fast forward, you know, season's gone by. They opened up the games again, and we played again today. Okay. He's been talking all his mad shit. Talking about, oh, well, now I know my team. Now I know how I'm going to do this.
I have a backstory team.
I beat Rooney. I beat Rooney like 100-0. Oh, and Rooney beat you. So, you know, I'm going to fuck you up. Oh, you suck. Oh, that's a bunch of shit. All right. Okay. Game starts. Like, you know, in FIFA minutes. Uh-huh. 5 minutes into FIFA minutes. 5 minutes in FIFA minutes. He scores on me. I'm like, all right. You know, cool. I ain't bugging. You know, I'm not a trash player. I mean, I'm above average, but I'm not Massa level. So I'll be fine against someone like Romo. Cool. Like a minute into it, after, boom, you know, I get back to him. I score off of a header. All right. Easy. Second half, we get into it. Boom. Another one. I'm up 2-1. I'm like, all right. Cool. I got this. You know, I ain't even tripping. And then he's over here talking about, oh, am I playing counterattack? I'm parking the bus. Massa's living proof that I don't even know how to do tactics on FIFA. Like, I'm learning.
This is accurate.
Yeah, I'm learning a little bit because it must have explained to me, but I don't know what I'd be doing. I saw where the tactic shit is. I just don't know what I'd be doing if I did anything. So that's that. 2-1. There's like five minutes left in the game. I'm up 2-1. 5 minutes left in the game. Again, he ties me. I'm like, all right. And you could tell the emotion because he celebrated with his player and all that bunch of shit. You know, I'm like, all right, I get it. When you're trash like that, you know, I get it. Boom. And then guess what happened next? With like an extra time, he scores on me.
And he beat you?
2-2?
Nah, he scores on me.
3-2, right?
But straight up, we're 3-2. But y'all remember what happened to Man City against Tottenham? Offside, baby.
Oh, no shit.
He was offside, so we tied 2-2.
All right.
And
Angel,
I wasn't bugging.
Angel,
and I wasn't
Angel,
bugging.
Angel,
so, yeah.
I'm going to back you up with the story. So, and I'm, it's rare for me to be on your side for shit. Me, Masa, and Romo were having a conversation about this last tailgate. And the words that came out of his mouth was, Angel was the first person I played. So I was calm. I didn't know what to do. I played Rooney. So everything that you said,
it's true.
I heard already. And yeah, 100%. So he's not lying. He's not lying. So
there you go. And
yeah, no.
I have not talked to, look, this happened today. This happened today.
We
have not. Yeah, George and I haven't even seen each other since Sunday, which was yesterday. But, you know, obviously, I didn't play. I mean, I played Romo earlier today, and I don't even know. George, what'd you do today?
I went maternity shoots for the baby and then
nice.
To Dodger Stadium.
Cool. Well, there you go. That's what my friend did. I didn't know what he did today, but now I do. Thanks, all right. Romo.
Yeah, so, but Romo, dog, you ain't shit. All that shit you talked about Angel in person, talking about like, oh, it was my first game. I didn't get it. I didn't know what to do. You ain't shit to tie about it again because he was talking mad head.
Yeah, and to the listeners, I apologize. We're like, what, 5 minutes?
Yeah, I'm about to say, can we get into
podcast?
It?
And listen, we don't really talk about our FIFA shit. Like, if you want to listen to FIFA updates, go to the Riot Squadcast. Like, they talk about that. They have a segment where it's like FIFA updates, so go check it out there. But I just want to throw this out there because, you know, George is proof. Romo's been bugging for a minute. And, you know, when you're trash and you tie me, I get it. You know, it's like you win the World Cup.
All right, so with that being said, with all that bullshit out the way, let's talk some Galaxy, yeah? Any news from Friday to now? We know anything about Polenta? Anybody hear him?
Yeah, ankle still day-to-day. Most likely we'll be back until the weekend. Not going to play Wednesday.
Okay. So
that was announced earlier today. All right.
Well, I have a question once we get into it. But yeah, keep going with the news.
Anything else? See, I took a day off. I was not online. I didn't hear anything. So.
Jonah's going to be good to go. And supposedly Zlatan and, well, GBS is excited to see what Zlatan and Fabio can do together.
Dope.
Those are the three biggest news that came out. Obviously, Araujo's gone with the U.S. national team.
Did he play today? You know?
No, he didn't. I saw the game and
they
did not play.
They won today, I believe, though, right?
Yeah. They won 2-0, yeah. Cool. They won 2-0.
Yeah. All right.
Mexico.
All right, let's not national team. Not national team news.
I'm sorry, that's not the only soccer I watch this weekend.
Well, I'm just talking about, Araujo, because he played, and he didn't play today. Sure. Yeah, that's all I said.
All right, so with that being said, we played on Friday at 4 o'clock, way fucking early. Again,
hey, shout out to Beer Garden. It was 3:59, and I was doing the live podcast for Straight from the Stands, the Jorge and Masa show. Hashtag pray for Masa, but we prayed for you and we got you. And it was empty, but as soon as kickoff happened, I want to say a good like 10, 15 people showed up for a Friday at 4 p.m.
Yeah,
that shit was
dope. And they kept coming in until second half. Like by the end of the game, it was a nice turnout for
yeah,
early
I
game
saw
on Friday.
Picture. It looked like a good turnout.
Yeah, for a Friday night, it was dope. But
I wasn't in the picture, huh?
Nope, because you had jammed. All right, so let's talk about this game. I mean, listen, we finally got a losing prediction in this show. Well, not this show, the tailgate. But, you know, Angel, you shot in your prediction and you said 3-0. I had a draw and I was kind of...
Nah, I said we were going to win 1-0.
Psych.
Listen, we got receipts.
I was hoping for a 1-1 draw. You boys were pretty sure. I think you guys both called the win.
I called the win.
Yeah, I called a win too.
I also said these motherfuckers weren't going to score on them.
Yeah, and it turned out well. I mean, we ended up, we took a victory away from home, first time in Orlando. What do you guys think about this? You know, I mean, what were your thoughts on the game? So let's talk lineups.
Thoughts on the game or like over or like overall?
So before we hop into it, let's talk about lineups because we did have faces in there that we're not used to having, right? In the back line, we had Big Bingham. Big Bingham.
Big. Super big.
Big.
Enorme.
We have Bingham. We had Polenta. I'm sorry. Pipo and Steris, Felcher and Shelvick. No Polenta in sight. Apparently, before the game, he got a tweaked ankle. So he wasn't even in the starting 18. In the midfield, I almost want to say it was four. Mark, because it was Corona and Jonah. Cuello and Leggett, and then a 1-1 with Fabio and Antuna. Antuna playing further up, and Fabio playing kind of a false nine, if you want to call it that. What were your thoughts when you saw the lineup?
I liked it.
Yeah?
I wanted to see something different. And then I had also mentioned that I know we had I had talked about you either pick people or stairs, but I think it's kind of like a blessing in disguise that Polenta tweaked his shit, because then we might have seen fucking Polenta out left back again.
Yeah.
And it's like you gotta make that call. You either pick one or the other, and there it was, dog. That shit was nice. Both of those fools did a solid ass job.
Yeah, it was decent. What about Cuello, the inclusion of Cuello in the start lineup?
When I saw Cuello, I immediately thought that GBS was going to stick true to Fabio being that cam role, that creative role. Because bringing him in, they've advertised him as a type of player that you could switch. He's very versatile. He's played on the wing. He's played up top. He's played as a cam role. So immediately when I knew that we had pieces missing, I thought we were going to have someone on the left or right. You know, you can move Fabio and make it happen. But when I saw him, that was kind of my clue to think that GBS is making happen, and he's going to stick true to it. He's kind of, it is what it is. We don't have the players right now, but this is the plan that I want when Southland comes back and we have these players. So let's get them in that position already.
Yep. Angel, what were your thoughts on the lineup?
I honestly didn't care. I was ready to take a nail. I didn't give a shit. I can tell you, even right now, and I had this conversation with George and Eddie from Nagny Sunday. I mean, sure, they tried Quay on the wing. I didn't like him. I didn't like the idea of him there. And I still don't. After the game, I still was not cool with the idea of him there.
Interesting. Cool. Well, let's definitely talk about that. I'll say I wasn't sure what to expect with Cuello, with Antuna and Fabio up there, just because we didn't see anything last game. So I was just like, what can we expect from this, right?
Yeah.
So let's get into a game. And I think, again, we have a tale of two halves, because I think the first half and second half they're distinctive. And I want to get into the reason why they were, but let's talk about the first half. Anybody want to kick up? All right, cool.
I don't want to talk anything about this
game. I didn't think you made it seem like it was like...
I'm sorry. Yeah, so I'm leading it off. I'm leading it off.
The first half, honestly, I've heard a lot of discussions, and it's unfair because I've talked to many people about it. Like Angel mentioned, like, he doesn't feel that Cuello on the left was fundamental. But honestly, I think he added to what we've been wanting, and that's passes through the floor.
Yeah.
He was attempting a lot of that. People weren't reaching to it. Like, it is what it is. They weren't making the runs, or it was off. Me personally, and you and I talked about this at Beer Garden. I think the fact that these passes were attempted had the defense thinking otherwise than just let's back up into the box and let's try to defend a corner kick, basically a corner pass. And I think that was what opened it up. Although they didn't reach their target.
They weren't precise with it.
Yeah, they weren't precise. It didn't get to the spot. I think the fact that they were attempted made the defense had us. They split them up.
Yeah, for sure.
And I think that opened up the game, even though it wasn't a play that opened up the game or like a crazy play. I think the fact that we were attempting it opened up the game.
Yeah. So in my notes, I have, you know, in the first half, we finally saw a game plan. Now, it wasn't executed 100%. We didn't get really, I guess, all the chances that we would have hoped for. But there was a game plan, right? Where it wasn't just run, drive, and cross, look for Zlatan. There was something else. There was chances being taken. There was creativity being showcased. Again, maybe not the end result, right? We didn't get the last, you know, the last play to happen. But the build-up to it was a lot better than we've seen in a lot of other games. So we saw, you know, one thing we also saw, we saw a lot of crosses in the floor. You know, something we've been yelling and bitching about, like, don't always just cross it, you know, with a high ball, like, get some driven crosses, and we finally saw that. And one of them led to to Jonah's goal, right? It was a low driven cross by Felcher, who mm-hmm. that forced the defense to just clear it right back to where both Fabio and Jonah were sitting, right? Fabio was smart enough to let it run, and Jonah just banger.
Yeah.
Right. Thoughts on that? That's on Jonah just fucking taking that.
About fucking time.
Yes and no. Building up to the play, I think that's the only reason why we've asked for things to come through the floor. Through the floor, it was a terrible clearance by the defender, but it was a hard pass through the floor that honestly any defender that could clear that perfectly shouldn't be in the MLS for my thoughts, because mm-hmm. it's hard to defend that type of pass. So it did what we had to happen, and finally we take shots. It sucks the fact that we're taking shots off of these mistakes, and I to build on this, I want us to see this and take shots with us having the ball at our feet. But this is ultimately what we wanted. We didn't want passes on the floor because we thought people were going to get on the end of it. Sure, that was the thing. But we understood that it's very hard to control those passes when it's coming through the floor driven really hard. If you clear the ball well, then you're good. Clear it out, but it's very hard to clear. So yeah. It's going to give our players like Emma, that's 5'2", Uriel, that's 4'7", fucking Cuello, that's 4'2", like those type of players – I'm exaggerating on the height, but those type of players need something on their feet to bounce off to make a shot.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, listen, you could say it came off a mistake, but Jonah took his chance, right? There was a chance there, and he took it, and he took it well.
Alvarez took a chance, too.
Yeah.
Because Alvarez just walked by the ball because that communication was there.
And I'm okay with that. And listen, that was as much shit we talked about Rowe on the tailgate, that was a banger. You know what I mean? That wasn't an easy block, in my opinion, right? Like, for a goalkeeper.
It was not his first goal.
But it had pace. Yeah. It had pace in that curl.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It wasn't like, and it wasn't near him. Like, listen, if he would have blocked, that would have been impressive. Right? Because
I wish you would have seen it from the back angle.
Yeah.
That would have been a good shot. I've only seen from the left-hand side.
Yeah, No, but listen, when he shot it, I knew it was a goal. Right? When he got it, like you straight tell it was a contact, and that was gonna go in, and
it was good.
And sure enough, like that went in. Yeah, man. But you know, like that had a big change of pace in the game, right? Because they had been going back and forth, mm-hmm. and then we scored, and then it seemed like to me that Orlando turned it up a notch. Right? What do you guys think?
In the first half or second half?
And even in the first half, after that goal.
I think we closed out the first half okay. Like, obviously the penalty
came. Yo, the fucking block is hot right now. That. Holy shit.
Yeah?
Yeah. Hold on, let me get back to you right quick.
Hey, IG Live, straight from the stands. Nah, but...
Oh, shit.
Hey, everyone, hashtag pray for Angel. We had to pray for Masa.
Now we got to pray for Angel? Yo, yeah. It's going to be on live, though. It's going to be on YouTube. Nah,
but, honestly, like, I think that the way that it happened, the things that we were happening is because we weren't playing the ball right. And I think it's very different from what was happening in the second half. I think the first half, it was our mistakes or some things were happening that we were allowing them to attack. Maybe that'd be my point of view. And I'm very biased to what happened this because I feel very strong to what happened in the second half. In the first half, maybe I it might be a goal hangover, even though the goal came a little. What minute the goal came in?
It came early. It came
like 20.
I think I thought it was before that.
No, I watched the game today. That. I watched the game right before.
That might be a little bit of a goal hangover, but I would say that's what it is. But I think it's very different to what happened in the second half. So that's why I agree with you that it might be a tale of two halves. But I think that we might be off on why that is, though. Because the first half, what did you think? What did you see?
I really felt like it was Orlando turning it up. You know what I mean? I think they turned it up. Half? Yeah, even in the first half. It changed the dynamic, opposite. Really. Well, yeah. Tell me what you think.
I think it was a little back and forth up until we scored the goal. Mm-hmm. And I think then the Galaxy dominated the first half after that. I think they settled in. I think they touched the ball. They created chances. Except I think after – And then after that penalty block, I think the Galaxy kind of walked away in the first half, like, no problem. Then second half, I felt like they kind of pressed a little higher, Orlando did. And I think they created a lot more chances in the second half.
So I watched the game again today just for the same reason, right? Because it was Friday, and, you know, I mean, Friday, and then we drank a lot that day, and then we as a collective drank a lot on Friday, so I wanted to make sure that my thoughts were on straight and I wasn't just bugging. But yeah, I honestly think Orlando went after it, right? Even in the first half, they went after it, and that's going to lead me to my biggest point. Shortly after we score a goal, maybe five minutes into that, or no, actually, no, it was 10 minutes after we scored the goal, Jonah does a big fuck up inside the area.
Bad.
So, and it's self-inflicted too, right? Because he turns back inside the area, yeah, loses the ball, and then commits to a slide tackle to try to get the ball, knock the ball back out, and he fouls him. And there's nothing around, like, you know, there's no way around it. That was a penalty. When I saw it, I was like, he knew it.
Fuck the foul. Like, I take... Yo, I respect this man so much, but the fact that after he did this, he grabbed his head and he put it on the floor, like yelling at himself. He didn't yell to like fight the play. He didn't yell to during the penalty. They had a camera on him where he's like pissed at himself. He wasn't looking at the penalty, and once everything happened, he went happy. And obviously, we know Bingham blocked the penalty, and then the Santos ran to him to celebrate, but. This is one of the few, honestly, maybe only three mistakes that I've seen Jonah make this season.
Yeah, like it's rare. It's rare, but this was it's rare, but this one was bad because it was self-inflicted, right? Like, it wasn't like he went for a tackle and he missed, he got him. Like, he turned back into the area, lost the bounce of the area, and committed a penalty. Like, it was trifecta of fuck-ups, right? Like, he did everything he could have done wrong. He did wrong
And basically, the fuck ups of the season right there.
Right there, right? Like, it was bad. And I thought when that happened, for me, I was like, there it is. There's a draw, right? Because there's a penalty. And listen, I don't care how good you are as a goalkeeper, blocking a penalty it's hard. It's not the easiest thing.
Chill, we have the best keeper in MLS. Man, my man's not here to fight it, but we have the best.
He knew it was coming, so that's why he left. Oh, he's bullshit about the cops and everything. No, but so, like, straight up, like, I thought it was going to be the equalizer. Right, 90 steps up, Bingham guesses right, gets a big paw to it, kind of comes out a little crazy, but we get away with it, and he saves the game. As soon as he blocked that penalty, I told you guys, it's gonna be really hard to beat Bingham right now. After a big save like that, man, like, it's gonna take a lot for you to beat a keeper. And I think we went out the first half, we showed it. He showed that, like, he had big blocks the first half. He was, everything was, listen, me and Angel had a side conversation. I forgot what the fuck he posted, but I respond to him, and he's like, but he can't even catch a ball. I'm okay with that. Like, I think all his clearances, for the most part, he had one fuck up, and we'll talk about it.
Hey, real shit, I think Angel's a piece of shit, and there's nothing happening outside, and he's outside sitting on his porch.
He doesn't want to talk about
Bingham. He's a big piece of shit.
But yeah, man, I thought Bingham, and that's a reason why I think, I think Orlando definitely brought it up a notch in the first half, and Bingham had to be big to keep us at 1-0 going into the half. I mean, we ended up the second half with we ended up the first half with, I think they had like two or three free kicks right outside the area, because they were on us, and we had to commit, you know,
some of those were bullshit though. Like the yellow card people got, dog, that shit was all ball. Fuck out of here with that
ball. Oh, right. That shit was bad.
But he goes in with 2 feet. Right, he goes in with 2 feet.
But you get ball though. Like, if you get ball, you get ball.
Yeah, but listen. Care. Yeah, but the ref is not checking that. Right, like, he called a foul. It's not a penalty. It's not a red card. Right, he sees a foul. He sees a foul. Like, the guy falls over him. He comes in with 2 feet. It's an easy call for the ref to make. Right, like, he didn't have to come in with 2 feet like that. I get what he does, but like, he's gonna earn the yellow card, and he picked up the yellow card. It was stupid. It was dumb. But, you know, I mean, it is what it is. Like, I see the logic behind the refs calling that one, right? And I hate the refs, period. But and that one, I see the refs' logic on that. But we end up finishing the first half 1-0. And I liked it. I liked it, man. There's a few things in the first half that I really liked. One of them being Fabio. Fabio, last week we've been talking about Fabio. He didn't show enough personality for me. He didn't turn enough. He wasn't trying to push the ball enough times for me, right? This game I've seen a few times where it wasn't too flashy, but it was like he let the ball roll and turns and
he's getting his swagger back.
Yeah.
I think
he's getting his swagger.
Yeah.
And I've seen that. I seen Cuello try some through balls that split the defense. You know, Shovik on the overlap, and I don't think it was like a bad Shovik run. Maybe a little too much weight on the ball from Cuello, but the through ball was nice. It cut defense.
And I told you, if Antuna's on the end of that, it's perfect.
Yeah,
it's a perfect pass. So I'm mad at it.
Not at all. That's what I'm saying. Like I like some of the creative ideas they had this game.
Yeah.
Right. Put Zlatan in there, and play the same way. Now you got defense worrying about Zlatan, and that ball is going to cut your defense in half. And that becomes a problem, right?
But I think the difference, and we'll get into it because we're gonna focus on KC. But I think the difference comes what the person when they get that through ball does with that pass, because if they get that through ball and it goes back into the air, then I think it's just you did something pretty to go back to the same thing.
Yeah, no,
now,
no.
If you switch it up, then that's when the Galaxy become very dangerous.
Well, I think regardless, if they could do a combination of, they'll do something different.
Shit, wild. Ghetto bird outside now.
Shut the fuck up. You just didn't want to hear us talking about Bingham.
We already got to you.
We get it.
You don't want to talk about Bingham and you didn't want to do all that. You knew we were going to talk about Bingham and the cups were outside type of shit.
So you ran away.
Now you're back.
So you ran away. We get it, though. We get it, all right?
Fuck Bingham.
All right. So, Angel, you got any thoughts on the first half? They want to share because we're wrapping up first half. So you have anything you want to say? About
the first half is when Bingham made a beautiful PK save and he saved us.
Is that when is that the same half where he completely missed the ball and Perry Kitchen had to save him?
No, not yet.
Off the goal line? Oh, okay, then never mind.
Anything for the first half?
To me, the only good thing was the goal.
Really?
Not the save.
No, defensively, I thought we were solid. Yeah, Bingham was good too. Defensively, I thought we were solid. Yeah, that hell yeah! Like the defense held it down. Well, defensively, as a unit, we were good. Bingham was obviously did a solid for Jonah because that stupid ass tackle that he tried doing there, he knew he fucked up immediately. Like immediately, you saw his face. Yep. Yeah. But no, man. I personally, defensively, yes, solid, great all around defensively. Bingham obviously with the save, but other than that, I mean, defensively with the goal, that's pretty much it. I thought we were.
Let me ask something.
I still thought that they had more chances than we did.
So do I. But let me ask something. What you thought of the way they approach the creativity in this game, or the way they try to attack this game? Nothing. Like it did nothing for you.
No, I mean, I know you apparently guys saw something in Cuello more than I did. You guys
not only Cuello, but yeah.
Well, I know, but you guys said that. Well, okay. Again, listen, you guys are asking, right? You guys said that you guys thought that Cuello attempted. Sure, he may attempt, but how much of it was actually finished product that got where the ball needed to get to?
I could tell you this much. This shit is way better than fucking ball thing at the moment.
I'll take
Cuello.
Look, I'm not saying that that's false. I'm not saying that that's a false statement. My issue is just, you know, if you have someone that's been more competent on the wing with Perry Kitchen, why not play him from the beginning? Chris Pontius, yeah.
My issue with that is the fact that Cuello actually attempted it and me and Rudy actually agreed with it.
Oh, shit, somebody got shot. Hold on. My bad. You were saying?
No, the fact that he attempted it made the defense think something else other than they're going to play down the line and center the ball into the middle. So I think the fact that the attempt was there, even if it didn't meet his mark, it had the defense thinking other things and just going down the wing and throwing it to the center.
Yeah, put it this way. We saw more creativity in Cuello this game than we did out of anybody last game. You know what I mean?
I think anyone coming off on the – I think a person – me, I'll go on a limb and say anyone coming off the bench to go into the left wing.
Listen, and we don't – we'll see what this looks like on Wednesday, right, when Zlatan's back and how we move pieces. And you know, the chat is going wild saying Cuello is trash.
I don't agree at all.
Yeah, right? Neither do I.
I think he was serviceable. Everybody seems to forget that fucking turn he did in the first half when he shakes his defender and he puts in a bullshit-ass cross, but whatever.
And then they forget that fool had a – he got into open position to take shot, and he was putting in through balls. So I don't know
to what's the up chat, with all the hate. And to the chat, like, I know that live, the people listening to the podcast won't hear this, but what did you see from the Jet that made you hate on Cuello so much?
Well, listen, Manny's saying Seba actually played the ball forward. And here, I'll say this, right? Maybe so.
See, I don't agree with Mascherano, Cuello over the Jet. Like, straight up, you ask me, you know what it is? Emma's just been so poor on that wing that anyone that does anything better automatically gets seen and highlighted as something this dude's gonna be great. But I thought Cuello was not. If anything, he was okay.
But this game we had Cuello and the Jet at the same time. And what did you see from the Jet in the first half that you didn't see from Cuello, or vice versa?
But then again, I'm just telling you what with Madame Serrano that he said Cuello over the Jet.
I'm asking you,
I don't think that either one was better than the other. I thought they were okay. I don't think that they were good, that they were bad. I mean, they were fine. Defensively, sure. But I don't think we weren't good offensively at all throughout the entire game. The only real shit that we had was Jonah's goal.
Okay, then I ask you, how many games have the Jet have to been in that role and compared to Cuello's?
This is what, his first or second game?
Second game to Cuello's 15 minutes into the game, you saw Cuello actually making these attempts into these passes.
Yeah, you saw the vision on Cuello, which I haven't seen with almost anybody.
I don't know.
Yeah, like, we could disagree.
You guys honestly taking this a different way because we got the W, but the reality is it was an ugly win.
That's
what I think because overall,
got lucky from this game to actually come out with a W.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah,
and overall, defensively, the first half was solid, and that's the only real positive out of it other than Jonah's goal. Because other than that, I don't think we created anything. I don't think we were good. How many shots did we even have? Did we even have any other shots?
Yeah, we did.
So here's the thing. Like
I don't recall anything else other than Jonas.
I can find out how many shots we have. What I'm saying is there was something else to this game, right? It wasn't go down the wing and cross like we have been for how many games, right? There was different intention in this game, and there was vision in this game where people tried something that wasn't that could disrupt the defense. It didn't come through, and I could agree with that. It didn't finish off the way it could finish off, but the fact that they're attempting it, to me, is a plus.
And the ball movement going forward in the small spaces in the first half, dog, towards the end, watch the fucking game all over. I saw that shit today, and I'm telling you right now, going forward, we look a lot better.
Yeah,
at least this game.
Look, Manny just pulled it up. 4 shots, 1 on target. So obviously, the only real shot is the Jonah one. So technically, I'm not wrong.
You're not right, because you said that's the only shot.
Okay, so what were the other ones like?
Listen,
I can't even think about one.
Doesn't matter. You said it's only one shot, and it wasn't. Right. What I'm saying, like, why I liked Cuello this game, was because he showed some sort of creativity that we hadn't seen from anybody else, and that's including Corona, that's including Legit, that's including Emma, that's including you know who I'll say has created something that I like is Panias. That's including Antuna. That's including everybody else. I haven't seen creativity from them the way I've seen or that I saw from Cuello in that one to three chances that he created. And that's what I like. That's why I like him. So,
yo, Angel, question. Next game we come out, everyone's healthy. Antuna and Legit start on the wing. Panis has already been subbed in. Who's your next man up, Emma or Cuello?
For what? Like as a
wing.
I hope neither, but.
I mean,
that's a good question.
If you're asking me what makes more sense based on the current squad that we had right now, you know, this past game, or even assuming Zlatan's there, it's easy. You take out, you instead of putting any of those two, and you put in Efrain Alvarez instead.
I don't think that's
what I would go with. But not on the wing. You move Alvarez, the other Alvarez, to the wing, and then you put.
I don't agree with that either.
You're tripping.
Yeah.
You're not moving Alvarez.
I think you're wrong.
I think I'm wrong, but that's how I feel. I don't think Cuello was good. You guys think he was good?
I don't think. Well, here's
my opinion.
I think he's better than what we've had.
Yes,
but that's because that's what I said a few minutes ago. Though you guys are making Cuello seem like he's this sure a little bit of vision, but that's the same shit. The argument I've been making for Chris Pontius is anything is better than Emma Boateng.
But Panis didn't play. He did better than Legit this game.
Yeah. All right, so let's move on to second half, because second half was different, right? Yeah. Second half, again, I thought Orlando, after we scored, you know, turned it up a notch. Mm-hmm. In the second half, they brought in Sasha. And I think his inclusion changes it up even more so. Like, he started putting in some balls that pinned us back. They pinned us back a lot. And here's a question I'm asking. How much of that was the Galaxy saying, hey, let's fall back and keep this 1-0 lead? Or was that Orlando just putting the pressure on us that pinned us back?
I think that's GBS, because the first 5-10 minutes, and I was watching through my phone, I actually parked to go to see it. I think GBS said go out there and try to get a quick goal. If it doesn't happen, then play back. And we could talk a little bit more about it, but I think if we would have tied, it would have been all on GBS's shoulders. Because I personally don't agree the fact that you're going to go out there. Because in the last 15 minutes of the game, Orlando could have tied or either won this game.
Yeah, they had the chances. So you're saying
plenty of chances, but and that's because
why would it be GBS's fault though?
No,
he's the coach. Hold on, because he's the coach.
No, yeah, but why? Like, what did you see? Because I'm not sure what you're
talking
about.
Personally, I felt everyone pushed back and kind of just closed off the wall instead of pushing forward. And I think the fact that and we've talked about this in other podcasts, when we push forward, we leave a big gap in between the defense and the midfield. And I think we haven't found that gray area to where we could push forward and still have that protection there. So GBS said, instead of actually pushing forward and try to making something happen, let's pull, because we have that gray area, let's pull back and let's try to hold this 1-0. And worst case scenario, we get a 1-1 and we get out of here with 1 point.
Hey, Masa,
which I don't agree with.
Masa, how much of that do you give Orlando credit for?
I don't know, dog. They went to a 5-man backline. Like, they just, I don't know. They're good offensively. They have speed. They went to a 5-man back line, and then we made that fucking sub to throw Perry Kitchen in, and at the same time, they brought in Sasha.
Yep.
So, that's just kind of a weird situation, because they went defensively before, and they were still fucking... They were still attacking the shit out of us. I think they just went a little more wide, try to spread us out a little more, and that's why I think we were a little more vulnerable. But, I mean, I don't know. It was a weird one, because I'm telling you, they went 5-man back, or you could say 3 in the back and, like, wing backs.
So here's something that I've seen thrown around on Twitter, and I don't know how much of an excuse it is. You think the humidity had any part of play of this? Like, with it, because I've been hearing about them being tired.
This is the first game where I see the Galaxy not look tired, to be honest. And it's not an excuse, because
it's very accurate.
Because it happens to us every second half all the time, not just in Orlando.
Yeah.
So you can't use that bullshit as an excuse, at least not in today, not this past game. And they didn't look tired to me, so I don't know.
Yeah. All right. So here's
you know what? If it was a humidity. And if they got tired, if that would have been the case, we would have conceded, guaranteed, and we would have lost this game.
Yeah, maybe.
So you think with those factors added, we would have lost this game?
If there would have been,
I think
they would have been too tired and like they just wouldn't be able to put in the extra, you know, 5% they need to go for a ball, or you know, the extra 3% they need to go, or the extra lunge for whatever it is that they have to do. If you're tired and your body's drained, you can't find that energy to put in the extra they did, especially defensively in that second half. I just honestly think it's until, I mean, even then, you guys really think it's a full on tilt two halves. I think our first half was just slightly better than our second, but that's my opinion.
The biggest difference between the first half and the second half is that we had, Orlando had more chances, but we had an answer for that. So they'll attack a couple times, then we'll come back and we'll touch the area, and then they'll come back, and it was back and forth. A second half, Jesus Christ, for like a part of 20 minutes, we didn't get out of our own half, right?
You know what that is?
I think it was a two halves. Let me start pointing fingers at people. I think Fabio Alvarez was kept on 5 to 10 minutes too long, because by the time he got subbed off. He had been walking for at least 5 minutes, if not more, right? Because when I started noticing it, like, he was legit walking. Not even walking, trying to get close to a ball, just walking parallel in a straight line down the middle. You know what I mean? Not really asking for it, coming closer for it, or looking for a tackle. He's just walking in a straight line back and forth. Now,
I'm going to call him out on one thing, too. Like, I don't know if it was that, because I saw what you saw, too, Rudy. But just my man's a little too casual when he has a ball. Like, he gets pushed off the ball a little too quick, and then it's like he just throws his hands up. Like, make a little more, put a little more effort. Use your
body.
A little more fight, huh?
Like,
I don't know. What the fuck? That shit was kind of annoying. Like, yo, like, do something.
Yeah, so, I agree.
I don't know. Maybe it was tired or whatever, but I don't know. I didn't like what I saw. At least in that, going forward, that was the shit. But
you know what I think?
I don't know.
You know what I think, too? Is like, I think he's not there yet. Like, his way of playing, right? Because you see a lot of players who are elusive, who have a lot of flair to them. They're always kind of casual because they, you know, they'll move when they feel the pressure, right? I don't think he's got that sense yet for the MLS. And that's why he's kind of, when he reacts, is a little too late and he gets pushed off the ball. But even without that being said, my only complaint really is the fact that he was kept on for 5 to 10 minutes too late because he was already walking at that point. And we weren't really having the ball. And I think if we don't have the ball, Fabio's going to have a problem, right? Because he wants to have possession, turn and go. So we don't have the ball there. Now let's talk about Bingham. I'm gonna give you your chance here, Angel.
Yeah, you wanted this, huh?
I'm gonna give you a chance here, Angel. Let's talk about Bingham in the second half.
Listen,
hold on. Let me set it up and then okay, I'm gonna let you run with it.
Go for it.
In the second half, he had done a bunch of saves in the first half. He had a few saves in the second half. All of them, he got himself out of trouble, and I was cool with everything he had done. Sasha puts in a cross that seemed very manageable. That seemed super manageable. And not to punch out, but to grab and just kind of, you know, slow the game down again. Right? He comes out assertive, and then when he sees present somebody else, he kind of shrinks and misses the ball completely. It bounces off of Orlando, because I don't think it was even a chance like they took. It just kind of bounced. And it was bouncing inside the area. Big Kevin cleared off the line. With everything good he had done, if that goes in, that changes the game for me a lot, in my opinion, for Bingham. Angel?
So, first thing. Mm-hmm. Jonathan Dos Santos, and this is the human centipede that we were talking about on Sunday. Jonathan Dos Santos owes David Bingham everything in the whole wide world. Big Bingham on that one, yeah. But David Bingham owes everything in the world to Perry Kitchen because of that. So now in retrospect, Eddie, if you're listening, now that I think about it, David Bingham will be the middle of the human centipede. The other guys would be, you know, based on what we just said. You know what, though? Take that out of the equation. Yeah, big kudos to Perry Kitchen for backing up his teammate. Big kudos to David Bingham for backing up his teammate, right? And Jonah's big as fuck up. I give David Bingham so much shit, and I think that you guys are still overly hyped over him, think that you give him too much credit than what he really is. However, this is what I had considered as an earned 3 point or point period in the criteria that I was gonna present, right? If you would have listened instead of bringing your own criteria, It's a game where we've scored early, mm-hmm. right? And it's a game we should have lost. George said it earlier, like realistically, we probably should have lost this game based on stats and shots taken and even the eyeball test. We came out of there with a draw. David Bingham won us this game, and this to me is probably maybe second, third game that I think that he's really earned us a point, that it's his point, like this is his doing. So listen, that's, I'm gonna give him big time this game. Even take the Perry Kitchen shit out of the equation, because Perry Kitchen backed him up, but that's what the whole purpose of having teammates and being alert, right, and having those defensive minded players to be out there and support your goalkeeper. You know, he kept the team in. At that point, we were bombarded all over the place. Not all over the place, but at least in that second half, it felt it.
No, it did, for sure.
All right, you know, it felt like it to me. Yeah. So, you know, at the end of the day, 1-0, a lot of it is because of David Bingham. We scored early up in the game where he was going to be presented with these opportunities where he had to come up for his team. And that's why this was probably the only one of the few times that I would give
David Bingham a point. Yeah. This is Angel doing like a PR fucking speech. And honestly, this is what he really wants to sound like. when I saw Bingham do everything perfectly, I was like, this bitch is thinking about anything and anything possible to
discredit him. Yeah, for sure.
How am I discrediting him though?
Mondo, talking about, oh, he's a bitch. I'm never gonna give him things.
No, fuck him. Today, like, fuck David Bingham.
Okay, keep going.
Yeah, I already said it. Like, until you stop being Wondolowski's bitch, I can't fuck with you.
Listen,
and I'm until he does something in SJ, which is gonna be later on this month. It is. That's how I feel about it. Fuck him.
Who scored? Gave him a 9.3. And I think
gave him a 1.7. The only reason he got him a point was because of the penalty.
The penalty.
That's accurate. Yeah.
Listen, I agree with it, right? Because Kevin saved his ass. He was outstanding. But again, if they score off of that play, that would have been all Bingham. You know what I mean? Glad for Kevin because Kevin backed him up for sure. But that one, I was like, shit, like how you have a dope ass game and then do that, right? But it is what it is.
He does that. He's been doing that throughout the course of his career.
Not this year though.
His moment. No, this year he's been fine.
Not this year. But like
the course of career, he has moments like this, and this is where shit gets highlighted, and that's what I'm saying. He's not.
Listen, he's been.
What if Bingham scores on San Jose?
Listen, if Bingham scores on San Jose, I will buy a Bingham jersey. I will.
Or is a Steris jersey?
I will offer to wash his car for a whole week. I will apologize in public, which would be straight from the stand. So to all 10 of our listeners, and then what else? I don't know. You guys can come up with one thing, but he's not going to score. So it's okay.
All right. So we sneak away with 3 points. We're back to third place in the West. And now everything changes because now we go to KC. But let me pump the brakes real quick. I know it's going to come up. So let's talk about fools. Do we have any fools of the week?
GBS.
No. Fuck you.
Why not? His tactic was to fucking go out there and defend in the second half.
And we got a 1-0 win.
Huh?
And we got a 1-0 win.
Dog, but the fact that... Listen, we scratched out a 1-0 win.
We got a 1-0 win.
We scratched out a 1-0
win. We got a 1-0 win.
Tactically, we could have won 2-0, 3-0.
We got a 1-0 win.
We should have won.
We won. No, we should have lost.
With the tactics.
No, we should have scored more, though. I don't know. I think we created enough chances. Y'all forget about that Cuello shot. You guys forget about the one that Jets skied. Like, what the fuck? It's not like the chances weren't there. That's not on GBS.
You guys are bugging,
right? That's on the fucking players who can't finish.
So, listen, Bruce and Shiggy went to Orlando, and they couldn't get a win. Right? We hadn't gotten a win in 4 games. We didn't have Zlatan. We don't have Alessandrini. And we go to Orlando, we won 0 game, and we get the food a week to GBS. It's George's take, and it is what it is, but
it sounds dumb to me.
You're wildin'. Anybody got a food of the week? I personally don't have a food of the week. The boy scrapped
my Dino says that.
Yeah, I got one.
Full of the week.
No, I think we all agree that you are.
Be clear that who's you?
Huh?
Who's you? Not me or Romandinho?
No, that Romandinho is the fool of the week. You know, all that bullshit. Yeah. Nah, serious shit. Do you know who the fool of the week is to me? Emma Boateng for not getting back to Maryland.
You probably scared.
Yep, for not getting back to Maryland. Yeah.
Oh, hey, we got questions a little bit. Relax.
There you go, Matt Serrano. Exactly. Yep.
All right. Any last remarks on this game?
Yeah, I want to hear you talk shit about Shelvick and Felcher again.
Well, let's talk about them.
Well,
fuck
Felcher. I was gonna say I think defensively we were good, man. We were really good. We looked really good. I mean, we had to handle all those. I mean, like you guys said, right? Apparently, the second half we did get bombarded. I remembered it that way, but you guys confirmed it. So. You know, kudos to Bingham, kudos to the entire defense for finding a way to, and not just that defense, but the team as a whole defensively finding a way to come out of there with a win. Because, I mean, it wasn't pretty, but sometimes you just got to find ways to win, you know?
Especially on the road.
You know, that kind of makes up for one of the two losses at home. So now we got to get one more away win to kind of make up for those two home losses that we gave up.
Yep.
You know, ideally, you want to at least aim to tie right away from home and win all the home games. Mm-hmm.
Question, so, Massa.
No.
Mm. Before this game, how many good games has Rolf had?
Most of them.
Yeah.
I think you're biased.
What the fuck? How?
I don't see where Felster has been bad defensively.
All season.
Overall. Defensively. Overall.
But his job is to be a defender.
But even going forward, but I like him.
Defended GBS's style, though.
But even going forward, I like him.
Well, wasn't
what?
Didn't going we score? Like
hold on, hold on, hold on. Timeout.
Rudy, didn't we score because of him? Like didn't him? He? Wasn't he one that drove up and put in that low ball cross?
That was him.
Bad clearance from a defender.
Wasn't it him that created that opportunity? That low cross.
He's looking for that.
Setup.
Okay. Yeah.
If that's the case, then the Jets also already scored. So let's leave him on the lineup then.
Listen, you're bugging, right? What he did the whole game was driving.
If your guys' thing is that, well, he passed the ball to score the goal. Let Jets also pass the ball to score a goal, and he scored a goal.
Yeah. Okay.
So let's put him in the lineup.
Listen, who else but LeJet? Who for LeJet right now?
And my argument is who else but Rolf Araujo.
But he, okay, even but if that's even, here even now, if right? that is your
and
argument,
no, and no,
even if the. Listen, even if that was your argument, and yeah, you know what? We all agreed, you know what? Yes, Felster's been shit, blah, 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 blah. He's with the national team.
Okay, but moving forward, I don't see Rolf. Honestly, this is his time. This is his year. And if this is a year that you need to prove something to a coach, you're not proving shit to me.
Good thing you're not the coach.
You sound like all the people that hate on Shelvick, too.
No.
Listen, I hate on Bigham because it's a personal thing. It's a personal thing, but he's been fine.
No.
It's a personal thing, but you.
But you know, need to understand the tactics that we're playing with GBS's style.
And he's doing right.
This past game, our tactics was to defend.
Listen.
Doing it right.
He's pushing up. He's pushing up. Right. He's pushing up, and when the Satan is there, he's crossing the ball.
And he's centering the ball to the other half, to the corner flag on the other side.
Did you not forget who gave Zubac that ball? Low driven cross. He choked right in front of goal. Was that not Rolf Felcher?
One game.
Does not Rolf Felcher have two assists this season? Yeah.
How many games do we have in this season?
Yeah. Who has more assists than that?
Daniel Starris also has defensive. How many goals in this season. So are you going to go up there and say that Daniel Starris should be exactly?
Exactly. Hold on. I can make an argument for that. The last game against Colorado, we should have put him as a forward with all those crosses that we're doing. So, you know.
It's bullshit. You'd be like, Rolf Felcher has.
Second
leading scorer.
And he scored on set pieces as he should, because that's when he goes up in attack. Come on. Listen,
if we had more finishing,
Felcher would have more assist, right? Felcher understands GBS's tactics, and he pushes up, and he's defending well.
He can't technically finish to what GBS.
Cool. Araujo, who was your argument, is not better than Felcher.
We'll agree to disagree.
All right. Quick turnaround for us. We'll be back on the road against KC on Wednesday.
Nah, fuck that. I eat carbs. I ain't on that bitch shit.
So we play KC on Wednesday away, but Big Daddy slapped on his back. Nobody submitted lineups, but let's talk about lineups. What are we thinking the lineup is going to look like for the game on Wednesday versus KC?
I think the defense, if Polenta's still out, I think the defense stays intact. Jurgen, Pipo, Steris, and Rolf on the right. As far as defense concerned, should I say everything moving forward, or is that
you want to get everything? Anybody got different ideas for defense?
No, it should stay the same.
I was going to say the same because what's his face not even going to be there?
People
not.
Polenta. Sorry, Polenta. You're right.
So it's going to be the same exact thing in the back, and most likely, it's not most likely. It's for sure Araujo's not going to be back either because they play on Thursday. So that's the same exact lineup in the back.
All right. What about the midfield? What are we doing with the midfield? Hold on. Before you tell me that, are we doing 4-3-3? Or are we doing this 4-1-1? What are you guys thinking? With slap them back. What are we thinking?
I think 4-1-1. Hopefully 4-1-1.
No, we're playing 4-3-3.
Oof, I'm with George. I think it's going to be 4-1-1.
Where it's not when you go against where so you're thinking Fabio stays at as almost like the false nine. I think it's a little higher than a Cam, right? Because I think he has no defensive responsibilities.
You know, I wouldn't even be surprised if it's a 4-4-2
with them stacked.
Yeah, but we played a 4-4-2 with Alvarez up top, and eventually he dropped down into that Cam position. So if we play 4-4-2, I think it's still going to be one of those things where
shout out to Madame Serrano 4-1-3-2. That's what we're playing. 4-1-3-2.
All right.
We've been playing all season. Jonathan holding.
But we haven't. No, I don't think that's how we've been playing.
See, but Jonathan hasn't been playing holding. Jonathan's been playing box to box.
If that's the case, then he wouldn't have scored the goal in the last game. Because he was the one that was in the second half and he pushed the ball to the side. So that's wrong.
Yeah. All right. So here, let's talk midfield. What do we see in the midfield?
We see the triangle.
Yeah,
with Jonna Corona, and then Fabio as Cam.
Yep.
Okay, and then
you got Antuna on the left, and then you got Leggett on the right, and then you got Zlatan up top.
I agree with Massa.
What do you think, Angel?
Did you say
4-3-3, Massa? To me, that's 4-3-3. I got three midfielders and
two wingers and a
three attackers. Yeah. That's 4-3-3 to me.
That is
4-3-3. I don't know.
Okay. All right.
What do you think, Angel?
Same.
Yeah?
I don't see. I mean, well, I'm not going to say I don't see, right? Because UBS has surprised us starting Emma a few times when he shouldn't have. But, you know, I'm going to say it's the same thing that you guys called. And it's, I mean, you ask, it, right? I don't know what your opinion is, Rudy, but I think it's a no-brainer.
With just as Massa called it, Jonna. Look,
whatever the formation is going to be. But point is, this is going to be those players in those positions.
Interesting. You know what? The only thing I'm not convinced of is Leggett out wide. I don't really know, right? So I was trying to think before I said it, but the only thing that doesn't convince me is Leggett out wide. Just because I think with him out wide, we lose width. Right, because he's always gonna. It's like Alessandrini. I think he'll do a worse case than Alessandrini because he's always gonna be attracted to coming back in the middle. So that's my only concern. But given our roster, that might be the way we come out because that's probably the best 11 available. Right.
It's just one of those, yeah, where you just have to play the best 11 up, and I think. As of right now, Leggett is still a name that you have to play. We'll see. Honestly, I'm interested to see how the Gold Cup treats him if he goes into the World Cup. And I think GBS is going to get he's going to get a little bit more insight on what he should do when that happens.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's interesting. And we could talk about that at a different time. But let's talk about KC. So KC's coming in with they beat. They just beat Seattle Sounders?
They beat Seattle 3-2 at home.
Okay, yep. So they have one. They have one victory
in the last. SKC was at home, yeah.
One victory in the last six matches. They lost versus San Jose. They drew to New England Revolution 4-4, where the Revs had two yellow red cards. They lost to Atlanta 3-0. They lost to DC 1-0. They drew against the Whitecaps 1-1, and they won this past weekend. Versus Seattle, as we were talking about.
What day did they play?
They play
on Sunday.
They play Sunday. Wow. Okay, so they're coming in a real short week. Not a good team. And you know what? I'm not sure where their roster stands right now, but I know a couple weeks back.
I know they're missing a couple players.
Well, a couple weeks back, they were missing like 7-8 players, right? So I don't know how many of them they ended up recouping already, but they're still going through their injury woes right now. What are we thinking, guys? What are we thinking about this game? How are you guys feeling? What do you think we need to do? Just give it to me. What's up?
Look,
fuck everything that we just did this last game. Slap them ball. Make this motherfucker score. Let's go score 4 out of there and let's get out of there.
Oh, man. All right. Angel.
If what I'm looking at is correct, Roger Espinosa is supposedly not playing. Ronnie Wallace is supposedly not playing. I don't know if they haven't been there or not for a while, but I'm just looking at this. I don't even know who Jalen Lindsey is. Oh, Jalen Lindsey. Who else is missing? Eric Hurtado. And then potentials will not play include Graham Souza and like four other cats.
Yeah, they're missing like everybody.
Bessler supposedly left hurt that game as well.
Yeah, well, he did. That, he did leave hurt that game. I did see that. Yeah, he came. He did leave hurt. But I don't know if it was. I mean, it didn't look serious. It looked more precautionary.
Especially playing.
Yeah. These bad, but I mean, I wish I knew what to tell you. I mean, they just beat Seattle. I saw the game. I thought Seattle probably should have won, but we said the same thing about Orlando. Probably should have beat us, but the result's a result. You know, KC found a way to win at home. They were winning. They started winning the game, and they essentially led the entire game. But, you know, they Seattle did have quite a few opportunities to put, you know, to tie and even win that game. That game could have probably had maybe about 8 goals total. But you ask me, I mean, I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what SKC is going to come out. I don't know what Galaxy is going to come out with Zlatan. But I'm going to go. I mean, are we?
No predictions.
No predictions. Okay. No predictions yet. You know what? I'm going to leave it at that. I really don't know to tell you guys. I mean, first of all, it's a midweek game, right? Midweek games are even more unpredictable than anything else.
Yeah.
We are going to have the big man back up top, right, after 2 games.
Fully rested.
Fully rested. SKC did just win the game away from home. You know, there's all these things that are going into this game. You know, they're supposed to be having a bunch of players injured. But look, we were supposed to go beat the shit out of New York Red Bulls, and look at what happened. Right? So I'm not going to go with the fact that they're missing all these players, you know, be a big motivator in my decision about what's going to happen.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm going to be very cautious about what I say just because, you know, we felt really confident with New York Red Bulls, and we felt confident with Colorado. And look at the outcome.
Yes. So, listen, one of the rants I had, one of the rants I had this week was weekend on Friday was, how the fuck am I supposed to do a podcast when this team is so fucking
over there?
This team is so fucking unpredictable, so hard to fucking judge, and they're so fucking temperamental. Like, they'll come out and do some good shit, and they come out and do some horrible shit. Like, I don't know.
Yo,
what the fuck
real
to say.
Shit. We're doing a podcast on Angel. Angel. How the fuck to talk about my man?
All right, Masa George, what do you guys think?
Masa, go ahead.
I said we fucking.
Oh, we fucking.
You don't need to know.
Honestly, I hope that we did a little bit what Kyle was doing, and then just big up to Rolf. I hope that he plays an amazing game like he played last game and does amazing crosses, and then we could win.
Listen, it's an interesting matchup because KC, with all their injuries, have not been the KC of old. So they haven't been able to put their possession game as we're used to seeing KC, right? Because KC, one thing we knew about them is they're going to hold the ball. They're going to pass to death until they find a chance to create something. I don't think they've been able to do that because they've just been injured and they've been depleted because all the players they do have in form are playing every single game without break.
Yep.
Right? The Galaxy are trying to find out who the fuck they are under GBS with Zlatan on top, with the roster they have, right? So again, it's another team that, listen, if you asked us, what was it, a month and a half ago when we were in hot streak, this conversation would have been a lot different than it is today, right? We have 4 games that kind of put us back in place and kind of made us think of a little bit more about this team and the depth in this team and the players that we have in this team right now. So this game is going to be odd. What I'll say is I think if you're going to beat KC at home, right now is the time to do it. They're a team with way too many injuries that can't get rhythm. So let's take it to them, and I think we keep it simple and we play a shit ton of crosses. You know what I mean?
I think the key to the crosses is being you know the word I'm talking about, just mixing it up basically. I think that's what helps us and that's what opens up that defense.
I don't. Yes, right. Like I think that'll make it easier. I think that'll definitely make it easier. But Zlatan being well rested, I'm hoping he's challenging every single cross, right? So even if we just do decent crossing, let that man get into 1 or 2 of them, in, right? I think Masa has been saying it. Angel's been saying it defensively. we keep our own most of the time. So we just got to put in, we've got to put in a goal or two. You know what I mean? That, I think that's what we have to do.
Fuck it. Yeah, that's fine. Go.
What the fuck were you going to say?
Yeah, yeah. For real. You had a
little light bulb. You were about to say that rope filter sucks, huh? I got you.
Nah,
no, cool. Listen, don't even say anything. He was going to say that, yeah.
All right.
He's going to back me up. Predictions?
I guess so. We get nobody else to say on KC?
Quick question. Johnny Russell playing?
Yeah, I think so.
Yes, he's supposed to be playing, yeah.
That's the only four I'm worried about, to be honest.
There it is.
You think it hurt the defense?
Possibly. Yeah. I'm not 100% sure, but
you know,
he always has, so I wouldn't be surprised.
That's funny because that's what we said about Darwin Quintero when we're going to play Minnesota both times. We won one. We tied the other. We talked about Colorado in a way that, yeah, they could find a way to score, but it was not in that same positivity or not same positivity, but the same concern that we had for Quintero. We completely out extremes, right? And right now you brought up Russell, so I could maybe even see this like, hey, you know, we're overly thinking, SKC, but then we think Colorado, maybe we're not, right? So
yeah, fuck, man, I'm telling you, it's hard to fucking to predict.
I give up in this. Like, fuck this.
It's hard to predict, man, because like we don't look the same week in, week out, and then it's a Wednesday game. It's hard. The good thing is it released play Friday, right?
Well, so, another good thing, right? This is the first time that we're going to see Fabio Alvarez actually play with Zlatan, right? And yeah, from what we've seen, yeah, you guys, I think it may have been George who mentioned it earlier in the podcast where Fabio Alvarez he should have been taken out like 5 or 10 minutes earlier in the game when he was, because at that point we were playing too defensively. He was not seeing the ball, and he doesn't look to be the type of player to drop back to try and win balls, mm-hmm, right? And Zlatan seems to be that type of player. So when you have two of those guys where even if we're getting some pressure, you give an outlet to one of them, right? You already expect that the other one's going to be there.
Yeah.
You know, and at that point you can really think of something, you know, some type of counterattack or maybe a moment of brilliance from one of the two. So with both of them up top, I mean, I hope we see something different, you know, in terms of the attack, you know, with both of them. Because he looks to, you know, at least he looks to be, you know, good in the ball. He looks to be competent with his feet. He looks to, you know, to try and do things. Yeah. So, I think Zlatan's going to be comfortable playing with him.
And then Zlatan also, okay, I think Zlatan's going to be able to read what he's going to do, or at least open up a space for him to find him a lot easier than we're asking Antuna and whoever else was making the runs. All right, cool. Let's get into predictions.
Got it.
Who's going first?
Are we doing the shape from the fans?
Yeah.
All right, Phil. Angel, you're first. I have you on my list.
A word?
All right. 0-3, Kansas City. Fuck you, then.
For real? Angel?
Masa.
Oh, you're next. Shit. I thought you were asking my predictions.
Masa, you're next.
We lose 1-0.
Yeah? For real? You calling a loss?
I'm calling a loss. I'm going to stick to what I called last week and, you know, a loss. I'm thinking if I say a certain thing, it'll be the opposite.
Okay.
Masa.
I got 2-0 in Galaxy.
Galaxy win, huh?
Yeah. Zlatan scores 2.
Interesting.
Rudy, I have you next.
I'm going for a 2-2 draw.
Ooh, shit.
I'm going for a 2-2 draw with with Antuna and Zlatan. Yeah, that's what I'm going.
Nice. I go with the 2-0 win, and I have the same people scoring, Antuna and Zlatan.
It's tight. Listen, we score or result-wise, we all have the same thing that we did last week when we were talking about Orlando. So maybe this is a trend, and we get another victory at home.
You had a tie. Me and Masa had a win, and Angel had a loss.
Yeah. So maybe this is a thing. Maybe we find a thing how we make them win.
We'll find out after Wednesday.
Yeah, right. All right, cool. Anything else before we go into Straight from the Fans?
Fabio gets like 3 mags this next game.
Can't believe it's my butter.
Fabio, yeah, he does get 3 mags of Rolf Felcher this game.
David being a Mongol. All
right, guys.
Let's do this.
Let's get into the cut.
You know what I mean? We're still fucking up big, bro. I think the score's gonna be 2-0 Galaxy.
I mean, we did better than I expected.
Fuck Santa.
Fuck Levels FC. Fucking G's are gonna be coming on top, right?
All right. What we got, George?
All right. So it was going to be a long episode, so I posted it kind of late, hoping that we get little questions, but we did. Most of them are for Angel. So, Angel, I hope you're ready for this shit. Don 859 from IG, is Angel going to keep hating on Big Bingham?
Fuck yeah. Nice. I already said it. Pop Mondalowski, or, you know, at least do something great against San Jose, and I'll let it slide.
All right, for sure. All right. Ruben Yescas responds, the next game, is Zlatan alone on top, or is Fabio next to him? I think we've kind of touched on it. I think for the most part, if he's next to him, it's still going to be a thing where Zlatan's going to be on top and Fabio's going to be behind him, right?
You know, I wouldn't be surprised if it's the other way around, because we have seen Zlatan drift back a little bit into a little bit more center, trying to recover balls before when he gets frustrated. Now, the difference is that he's probably going to have someone else in the attack with him, you know, assuming it's Fabio, right? So it might be different to what George said. But again, I wouldn't be surprised if it's the other way around, where they say, hey, you know what, let me drop back a little bit and you stay up top because, you know, you're, you know, quote unquote younger and you have more legs and you can run more and blah, 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 right? So I can potentially see that happening.
Cool.
Yeah.
Rudy? No? Anything
to add? No, I think you got it.
Eddie from Nag News. Shout out, Eddie. Is Brian on his way? Angel, do you want to talk about this?
Since, I do. No? Thank I you. Do. I want to start off by saying that I've officially broken up with Brian Lovels from Nag News. He's dead to me. I do not love him anymore.
Appreciate that.
Like, I have everything. All of my life belongs to you, Eddie. Eddie from Nag News. Top-notch coach, Pep Guardiola as fuck.
Yeah.
And shout out to my homie George for showing up to play.
Jonah Dos Santos as fuck.
Yeah. No, you're more like Perry Kitchen. You're more like Perry Kitchen. He had a good game. You had a good game.
Cool. That sounds dope. Mm-hmm. You're Big Bingham, and I'll save you.
No. Nah, that's hard.
Hey, Brian, fuck you.
I call the cops on Brian.
All that shit. All right. Not really a question, but a shout out. And Rudy, I think you want to do on this. Real Integrative Pin.
Oh,
shout out,
yeah.
That he's really, he or she, I never met him.
He Abraham.
Is really, really happy to listen to our podcast, and we have mad love. So, Rudy.
Yeah, no, for sure. Listen, I ended up catching up with Abraham at Beer Garden on Friday. Chill for him a minute.
How you get the nice pins? What the fuck? I left too early.
Yeah, you did. It was dope. My man is, he. We have a Straight from the Fans interview that's going to be in the works. Hopefully coming out tomorrow. So, yeah, shout out to him, man. I love your pins. On right now.
All right.
I gave him a shout out first.
Shout out to Eddie, too, that says that I'm the real number 16 because I wore Brian's number that day and I showed him how to play in that number.
I agree.
Next question, Romel Andino. Are Boateng and Maryland engaged yet? Angel, can you confirm or deny this?
I can confirm that Emma is scared to lay it on Maryland. I don't think he can handle it. You know, I'm starting to think that Emma would be like a 10-second man. And, you know, when push comes to shove, he's really afraid.
She used the eggplant. She's eggplant emoji. He's got a little shook. And he's like, oh, damn.
She's not playing.
You know what I mean?
All right. Eleazar House. Shout out to Eleazar House.
For sure.
Ask, on a scale of 1 to Angel, how do you guys feel about Bingham?
Oh, listen, man. David Bingham is ugly as fuck. I'm cute as shit. So where's the what type of comparison are we doing here?
He beat you on height. So let's talk about that. Yo, my man.
So does Mutombo.
He has money.
The ugly.
All right, listen. Man. Bingham right now. One of the three.
Should be saying thank you to Perry Kitchen.
One of the three.
Has Bingham made team of the week yet?
This week on the bench.
He's
on the bench.
He should.
He's on the bench this week. But listen, I think Bingham right now is one of the three pillars of our team. All right. So.
All right, for sure. And last but not least, our always faithful and always lovely Charlie Arevalo. Is it time to bench Legent? And do you think he would wake up from? And you think that would be a wake-up call for him to get in better form? And do y'all really think he makes a Gold Cup?
Ross. You know what? Can I answer this? If we had Alessandrini, Legette would already be benched. Because apparently GBS sees something. And this is my opinion. I personally think that Legette paired with Jonah in that true midfielder role is better. than Joe Benny with Jonah. But listen, I'm not the coach. I've had a few questions about GBS over the last 3-4 weeks and episodes about some of his decisions. This is one of them, but I don't with that being said, I don't think that Joe Benny Corona is hurting us, right? So it's not bugging me. Fair. Right, cuz Jonah's being a beast, right? So whatever Joe Benny says, whatever bad moments he has, they're being recovered. So that's not a concern to me right now. That's not something I want to get deep into. But with what we see now and what we know now, obviously GBS likes that pairing better than with Legette. Yeah. That being said, if Alessandri would have still been healthy, if he'd still be in our squad, Legette would be benched. Now, the problem is you can't bench Legette right now because there's no one better than him in our bench right now. And that's where the problem is.
So everything Angel said, we can't because we don't have the personnel for him. So he stays playing. He stays in the starting.
Listen, I agree with all that.
Gold Cup roster.
I agree with that too. But we've seen GBS go younger in situations where younger doesn't really make sense. But he gives them the chance. And I wouldn't be surprised if we do see Legette on the bench and Cuello start on the right sooner rather than later. Because Didi started over a year again. That really didn't need a substitution at all. Maybe because of tired legs, but it is what it is. I wouldn't be surprised if that happened.
I'm all for seeing it. Yeah. But then if it happens and Cuello is, it's obvious it's that there's a big drop down. I don't want to hear anybody bitching the same way that people were bitching about Shelvick. When Shelvick came, it was apparent again. You know what? I saw someone again on Twitter earlier today, or I don't remember if it was earlier today or yesterday, about Shelvick. I'm like, what? What game are you watching? Like they're saying that something about that he should be something that they should be playing in an AYSO team, and that someone should walk over to his dad to slap Shelvick's dad. True story. I'm gonna look for this and I'm gonna tag you on you guys if I find it. It somehow about that Shelvick should be playing in AYSO, and that a parent from the other team should walk over and slap Shelvick's dad for letting him play or some shit like that. Damn. But yeah, it was like, come on, are you watching these games?
Listen, some people get blinded by hate.
Yeah,
At least own up to it, though.
Yeah.
At least own up to it.
All right. Anything else, George?
No, that was it. Shout out to everyone that last minute put in word. I appreciate y'all.
Angel, do you have any ACB plugs for this episode? Because we're also doing the tailgate for.
Yeah. It's gonna be double. I'm gonna keep saying it just so you guys don't forget. So obviously, we do have a home game on Sunday, 7:30 against New England Revs. It is Pride Night. So head over to your local dollar store, get every single streamer that you can find. I don't care what color it is, whether it's in the rainbow or not. Again, we're inclusive here. We don't discriminate against any type of colors. So you bring it all. You bring everything. And then same day, you get to the tailgate early, pick up your Pride t-shirts. Woo. And I believe like the first 10,000 people or something like that might be getting something from Galaxy. And I think that they're also doing like this fanny pack giveaway, or I don't remember if it's a giveaway, or I think if you buy tickets, you're eligible for a fanny pack. I don't know. For that, head over to LA Galaxy's socials and look for that there. That's something they're doing. But on our end, streamers and Pride shirt, pick it up.
Angel, listen, shout out to Ginga or Ginga, the people doing the shirts. Cause I saw that.
Oh yeah.
I saw the production work on it. Man, those are looking fire. So the shirts are gonna be dope.
Angel, yep. Question about the shirts: Are the pre-orders done? They're done. So if you guys heard this, pre-orders are done. If you guys slept on them, then you slept on them. Can't confirm or deny. They'll never make those ever again. They're going to be like a $800 resale.
Hey, oh, we forgot to put our jingle.
Shout out to Eddie. He's going in to work at 3 a.m. He's still with us. And just to answer your question, it's AEW for sure.
Also,
Eddie,
thing,
real quick. Eddie, I am not coming out of retirement time.
You shouldn't. The last game that I saw, you should stay in retirement.
Another thing, San Jose update. I'll try and give you guys an update next episode on Wednesday or Thursday, whenever we do the pregame for the weekend game against the Revs. Hopefully, I'll have the numbers for you guys then in terms of bus seats. But I can tell you that they're almost sold out, from at least from what I've seen. But Big Tony does the numbers on stuff. So I'll check with him tomorrow.
Big Tony,
to see where we're at. Yeah, you know,
he's like 5'4".
He's like an inch taller than me, so he's like 5'6".
Well, big to you.
Well, yeah, because I'm 5'5".
Big to me, Tony.
All right, yeah. And then the other thing that I want to hit you guys with, I'm gonna keep repeating this over and over and over again for a while. It's gonna become like a broken record, but so you guys don't forget, September 15th. I know it's a ways out from now, but if I'm not mistaken, this is the first time in professional sports that they're doing a Central American Heritage Night. Galaxy's basically going to be putting together, and we're going to put together a pretty big tailgate with our friends over at the AFCHA organization again. So, Cheesy, if you're listening, September 15th, Michi Guy is going to be back.
Hell yeah. Un vergo de pupusa, un vergo de chuchitos.
And right, and we're also working I'm working with AFCHA obviously, but they're kind of putting a lot of this together. So I know they're trying to get this restaurant called La Pupusa together. Just makes apparently these giant ass pizzas that look like, I mean, pizza pupusas. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, seen them
on socials. Yeah. we're also gonna have that the Volkswagen buggy there again that we had the other day, and then potentially a few other things. I know we're also looking into potentially having a live cumbia band for at least an hour or two, and maybe potentially a marimba band too. So you know we're trying to do.
La Sonora Dinamita.
Y el grupo Rana.
Yeah, so we're trying to do a couple of things for that. It is Sunday.
Independence Day.
In case you didn't know, September 15th is Central American Independence Day. So
stupid ass,
you know,
Eddie.
Stupid ass. On top of that, because it's White Mike also mentioned TIFO for that night. I haven't connected with Gene yet, who's kind of our go-to person for TIFOs. But, the AFCHA guys, you know, expressed that they do want to get a TIFO going. You know, something that represents the Central Americans that we've had in our club in the past, you know, and have laid the groundwork for what a club is today. So we might be doing something in collaboration with them for that. So if we get that going, we would appreciate help, you know, with a TIFO like that. But, you know, as you guys are aware, I mentioned last episode, we already have two back-to-back TIFOs that we're going to do. Obviously it's going to be against, go ahead.
Why? And it might be a question for Dean, but why haven't we started that earlier knowing that we have two back-to-backs?
That's a question for Dean. I know part of it that he was gone at Antwerp. You know, he was away in Belgium, so I don't know if that has something to do with it. But, hit him up a message in our group chat and clicky chat and see what the delay is, because I know we definitely got to get to that possible. But with that being said, this game is not till September. So even then, after June, you know, we still have August where we can potentially do something. It doesn't have to be anything big. Again, it's just an idea that he threw out to us, you know, the guys over at AFCHA that they would like to do. You know, they also want to help us out to do this. You know, essentially they're being very collaborative. So, all this is going to happen for sure. It's going to be September 15th. The game's at 7:30. So we'll probably do it like 3-4 hours before. It is a Sunday. That's the only downfall, right? Because a lot of people got to work the next day. But telling you guys now, try to make it. You know, I can't confirm tonight. I'm going to see if my uncle still talks to Condeman so we can get him out there, you know, and we'll make it happen.
All right. Last thing before sign off, I want to give a shout out to all you guys that tune in to YouTube and post in your stories. Last week, we had a number of you guys do it, and we've seen the engagement just flow in after that. We get followers because of that, so we really, really appreciate it. If you guys ever feel like doing it, go ahead and do it. We appreciate it. We love it. Keep giving us, you know, the likes and the shares. We appreciate it a lot. With that being said, there's another episode of Straight from the Stands. I'm your boy, Rudy. I am Smarts on Twitch. I am Smarts on Twitter. I am Smarts on the Gram.
This is Jay and Defeated 7, right? Oh, I got it. Hell yeah.
Aquí llegó otro loco salvadoreño. I'm about to be con the man as fuck on September 15th. Yeah. Oh, I live at FNSA. But also at con the man, so, you know.
Does he still have Instagram?
I don't know, but, you know, hoy la vi.
Más a sign off for me, dog.
Que le pregunte, ¿cómo has estado,
peace, love, mujer? And cheese up.